Hello, everybody, and welcome to www.dnewman.org. Thanks so much for joining us today for our very special audio report. You can get these audio reports anytime by logging in to www.dnewman.org. There's a special place on the front page, the homepage of the website, with a listing and index of audio reports. And of course, if you want to know for certain when a brand new one goes up, go right back to that homepage down in the bottom right-hand corner. You'll see a place where you can register your email address. If you do that, from that point forward, every time we put up a new story, either in written form or in audible form, you'll get an email link early in the morning, the day it goes up, with a link. And all you'll do is click on that link and it'll take you right to the story or right to the audio report. We'd love to have you anytime. And don't forget, what we are all about is bringing you news from all over the world, specifically that affects us here in the United States. And it's going to be news, some of it you'll hear in mainstream media, but you very seldom will get the actual report the way that you get it here, because we don't spin. We give you facts. When we make a report on this broadcast, you can bet that we have vetted the sources, vetted the writers, and what they're saying in this report is actually true. And if it's not true, sometimes we'll report what they're reporting and tell you it's not true. We want you to know exactly the way it is, so you can every day, instead of just having to trust and believe mainstream media to give you factual information about our country, about our government, about our president, about our foreign policy, about our friends overseas and our enemies, we want to make sure you get the facts every time so you can make educated decisions when it comes time to vote, when it comes time to express your opinion, and to phase and develop your own perspectives about things that go on in the country. dnewman.org, you can get it everywhere, anywhere in the world, at www.dnewman.org. We have readers and listeners that tune in and dial in from all over the world, Northern Europe, Southern Europe, Southeast Asia, Australia. It's amazing. Word catches on, and people tell other people. It's one of the wonders of the internet. Speaking of the internet, that's what we want to talk to you about today. You may have heard that President Trump changed a regulation. The Federal Communications Commission under Barack Obama had tightened its grip on the control of the internet, and they passed a regulation, very controversial, called net neutrality. This last week, President Trump rolled that back. Well, the Federal Communications did it, but under his guidance as president, he can do that, just as Barack Obama did it. It didn't take congressional action. It took executive order. What does net neutrality mean to you? What does it mean to me? There's some really strange things in there that you probably need to know about. You're getting all kinds of spin today from mainstream media. When we come back, we're going to give you the skinny, the inside scoop on what net neutrality was under Barack Obama and what it is now under Donald Trump. More from dnewman.org right after these.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mm-mm.
How about China?
Mm.
Germany?
Mm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mm.
Or Mars? What about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Oh.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet.
Mm.
Mm. Mm. Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers?
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip?
Mm.
Mm. Mm.
Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton green tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's mmm to you. Lipton tea can do that.
You love chocolate.
Mmm, chocolate.
You love M&M's.
Oh, yes.
but your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate, so you've been avoiding M&M's.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&M's Dark Chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes!
M&M's Dark Chocolate Candies. Available wherever fine candies are sold.
You know one thing you'll hear here? Good bumper music. Earth, Wind, and Fire there. And of course, our theme song is Freeze Thaw by Basha. I'd say her last name. She's from Czechoslovakia, so you can imagine. I can't say it. Anyway, great music here and great stories. Today, we're talking about internet neutrality. It's net neutrality. As I said before the break, under President Obama, a regulation was put in place by the Federal Communications Commission called net neutrality. And what it was designed to do and what it was supposed to do was level the playing field of the internet for consumers, for commercial users of the internet all around the United States and around the world. Many people don't know this, but for many years, the United States has pretty much had a chokehold on regulating the internet. And don't ask me why or how we got the power. Maybe it's because the former vice president, Al Gore, famously claimed to have invented the internet, even though he didn't. Well, that really doesn't have anything to do with this. Net neutrality was an effort by then-President Barack Obama supposedly to level the playing field, which would give consumers and businesses equal access to every part of the internet. And the reason that became necessary after 20 years, at least in his opinion, was the monster internet users like Google, Amazon, eBay, some of the music apps, Apple Music and others, require a large amount of bandwidth. And then the providers like AT&T and Sprint and Verizon, who actually provide and sell internet bandwidth to both businesses and individuals alike, control the pricing of internet packages. And so the Amazons and the eBays and the Googles of the world, and Google pretty much was part of inventing high-speed Wi-Fi internet in the first place, they were controlling who had access and at what level. And so they could make a lot more money by cutting deals with the big internet providers, resellers like AT&T and Verizon and all those others, while restricting bandwidth and bandwidth packages, internet bandwidth packages, to the little consumers. And so that was the excuse that the Obama administration gave to the world when they decided to take control. Actually, they compared it to this. Electrical usage in the United States is government regulated, both federally and at the state level. In my state, Louisiana, we have a public service commission that is over all of the public utilities. Water use, electrical use, natural gas use as it goes out to customers, both private and commercial. And that's supposedly to make sure that there's fairness at every level, pricing is regulated so nobody gets gouged. That was an excuse that the Obama administration used. Hey, we do it over here, we do it over here. We should do it, just as in telephone, just as in television and radio broadcasting signals. The government is looking out for you, so we don't want them to take advantage of American citizens. But that wasn't what it was really all about. I think looking back at all of the regulations that had been peeled away by President Trump, needless regulations that cost billions of dollars to American citizens and American countries, regulations of all kinds. We can't even go in. You've heard some of them as they've been rolled back. And since President Trump has taken office in his first year, we've had millions of American jobs recreated that were lost because of those stringent regulations that the Obama administration put on American businesses. Well, this is kind of like that, but it's a little bit different in that there is no precedent. There's never been an internet, at least not until 20 years ago. So what was happening is the Obama administration was actually taking control, picking winners and losers. Have you heard that before about the Obama administration? In other words, we want the guys that want big, wide bandwidth, like the Googles, the Netflixes, the Verizons, the AT&Ts, eBay. We want them to have to come to us and negotiate and bargain with us. And we're going to force them to pay more, but we're going to give them more benefits because they come to us. And after all, we're the government. We control everything. We know what's better for Americans than Americans know themselves. You've probably heard that before too. So they passed a regulation and it was nicknamed net neutrality. But it was in no way net neutral. It restricted access to the internet for the me's and the you's in the world, and it allowed the big internet monsters who had an inside track to the White House already, and how did they get it? Campaign contributions? Contributions to favorite picked and chosen charities and not-for-profits that the Obama administration was in line with? That began to happen. You didn't hear much about it. It was kept below the radar screen. It was not illegal in any way. Moral? Ethical? I don't think in either one of those it fit that bill. But it was legal. And President Obama had every constitutional right to, through executive order, put that regulation in place. Congress could have passed a law, but we know how dead in the water Congress seems to be. They're not getting very much of anything done. So it's just sat there operating, squeezing the internet, squeezing American citizens, and choking down innovation in that field. But the door has been opened again. Let me explain what's going on. With net neutrality, the executive order that was put in place last week by President Trump that did away with net neutrality, even though the left-stream, mainstream media are spinning this, that woe is us, with net neutrality gone, it's going to attack Americans at every level in every way. The big brother government is going to come in and take over. And folks, it's exactly opposite of that. Big brother was in it. Big brother, the deep state, whatever you want to call them, came in and ratcheted down the internet. There is now, until last week, no incentive for innovation. Think about it. In 1992, what was your email address? Who was your internet provider? You didn't have one. The internet has only been around 20 to 25 years. Who invented it? Who made it applicable? Who made it reasonable and realistic to use? You remember those modem dial-up, those sounds you heard when you logged in back in the 90s? Well, how did we get from point A, the whoosh-whoosh of a modem, to high-speed internet here with T1 and T2, where you have instant access to huge volume-sized movies to stream? Who did all that? Entrepreneurs. There was an opportunity in the free market system for somebody who came up with a good idea to take that good idea and make it better and market it. And then he marketed it to an American public that had developed an appetite for bandwidth, high-speed internet, streaming, email, all kinds of opportunities of communication, even broadcasting over the internet. Think about how much YouTube is consumed every day. Live programming, newscast, almost instantaneously. And the only way that has been possible is through entrepreneurial development and continued development and finding and innovating new and better ways of doing things on the internet that would not exist with the so-called net neutrality policy put in place by Barack Obama. There's no incentive. If somebody can't come up with a great idea and go borrow money if necessary or pull money out of their pocket to develop it and take it to the marketplace, if there's no incentive to go past that point and sell it or license it or rent it or lease it, if there's no incentive to do that, if there's nothing on the back end, why spend all the money, the time, effort, and energy to develop new ideas? But in the deep state philosophy of government does it all, knows more, and can do it better than you can as American citizens, in that environment, innovation is dead. Entrepreneurship is dead. But with President Donald Trump, who is one of the most innovative people to ever walk into the White House, let alone live there, who is an amazing business entrepreneur and business creator and a creative person in every area and a great salesman, he gets it. And he sees how absolutely stupid it was for the government to step in and take over something to control just because they're the government, not for any other reason. Let me ask you this. Tell me, what things in your life does the government do better than has been done, is being done, or could be done in the private sector? I've thought through this over and over myself, trying to come up with some things. You know, the only things I think the government does better probably than Americans could do in the private sector, maybe the military, maybe the post office. No, let's take that back. The post office is losing billions every year. We could figure that out. What else is there? I can't think of another thing. Local law enforcement. We could privatize the military probably and get more bang for the buck with a whole lot less waste in a commercial environment that would have some government regulation, obviously. I can't think of a thing that could not be done better, more successfully, and more economically than in the private sector. Donald Trump thinks that. Donald Trump knows that. And as president of the United States, he did away with net neutrality to give us net neutrality minus government control. I've got some really good friends that have been very concerned about losing net neutrality. They, of course, are caught up in listening to mainstream media and all the hoopla about net neutrality that's been there, and now Donald Trump, as president, has issued an executive order that's taken it away. Just wanted to make sure they and you knew we're okay. There is nothing wrong. We are now really in net neutrality. So that's going to do it for today's audio report on dnuma.org. I want to thank all of you for joining in. Please feel free to share this. You can just download it from the website. Feel free to email it, share it with any of your friends, or give them the website address and have them log in. We never try to sell you anything. Your email address is safe with us. Nobody else is ever going to get it. We're going to keep you right here. Be listening. Be reading. Join us next time at www.dnuman.org. Maybe even a